This is Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast, brought to you by TaylorTalk.org. Okay, hey guys.
Hi.
So, we got a an email from Sophie.
Okay.
Just came in short while ago. It said, you know you're a Swiftie when a week is just too long to wait for a new episode of Taylor Talk. So, do you guys want to just hit the record button and see where it goes?
Heck yeah. Let's do it.
I was hoping you would say that because I already started recording it.
Well, obviously, I believe we all did too.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that spontaneous, was it?
It was a planned spontaneity.
Nah, I like it.
Yes. That's what this is this week. Or today, actually.
So, surprise!
You guys are ruining my fun.
But that's our jobs, though, because you're the host, and we're here to poke fun at you when we can.
Not that, Diane. I was trying to make it sound like we weren't planning on recording.
Well, we weren't.
I know.
But we did start, well, whatever. I think we've gone too long in this already.
Okay, perhaps. But, yeah, so it's me, Adam, Steve, and Diane here. We were just talking on Skype and hit the record button. So here we are. I hope Sophie is happy with us now.
So, but it's a goodie.
Yeah, so, I mean, this isn't a planned episode like the Monday releases are. I don't know what you guys want to talk about. So, should we just pull something off the Ask FM?
Yeah, I mean...
Unless you want to talk about the weather. We could talk about the weather.
Well, it is storming here, Steve. It's ridiculous. It is Vegas storm.
That happens in Vegas? Do you have rain?
Yeah, it's like straight up Sparks Fly type rain.
Vegas.
Oh.
Hey.
Good one, Steve.
Thanks.
So, hang on, let's browse through the Ask FM real quick. I mean, here's one. What song of Taylor's is most relatable to your life right now? Steve, what song of Taylor's is most relatable to your life right now? I know what Diane's is.
You do?
I do.
What?
I don't know about you, but D's feeling 22.
Oh, that was totally me, like, 3 weeks ago when it was my birthday.
But now that it's passed, it's probably something different.
No. Steve, what about you, though?
You mean besides, hey, Steven? I mean, I'm always into that song. That's always about my life, because that's what people are saying. They're like, hey, Steven, you know.
I'm trying to think. I'm on TaylorSwift.com right now, and I'm trying to figure out what song is.
Yeah, I am trying to look through my
most relatable
phone right now, just to see. I wonder which Taylor song is on my most listened to list. Let's see, top 25 most played.
Well, I think you guys are missing the whole point of it. Like, we shouldn't even be researching this. It should be, boom, this is the song that always is, like, right there. You know?
Except, Steve, that doesn't make it the most relatable in your life, though, because the song I listen to, you know, I love to rock out to We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, but that's not relatable in my life. Doesn't answer the question. I'd say the most relatable in my life would have to be Eyes Open, because I am constantly being threatened by bows and arrows.
Well,
archers.
One bow and lots of arrows. Archers.
He's only being threatened by the arrows.
Yeah, for those
someone tries to hit him with the bow.
Yeah, for those for those who don't know though, I live in a cave in the wilderness and am under constant threat of Katniss hunting me down.
So are you PETA then in this scenario?
No. I'm being hunted.
You're being hunted.
Yeah.
Why does she want you so much?
I don't know. I'm just making it up.
You're so weird.
I know. I'm trying to think of a song that's relatable in my life. And
well, I think this person was looking for something a little bit deeper than I'm hypothetically stuck in a cave, so Eyes Open is my song.
Well, what's yours then, Diane?
I don't know. I'm looking through. I just feel like my life is so boring right now. Like, I just live my life through her music. But I... Well, it's not all too well, thank God.
Oh, that's my most relatable song.
I'm sorry.
I'm kidding. I jest. I joke. I made a funny.
You need a laugh track in there. Wait, this is probably one we can just pretend we're ha 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 ha. There you go.
Thanks, Steve. So nobody has an answer to this question. I feel bad for whoever asked it now. We need to go back to the Ask FM and be like, we need a new question.
No, I just feel like this question is so personal for this lighthearted discussion. Like,
so you have an answer, you're just not telling us then?
Yeah.
So what's your answer?
Oh. I mean, it would be something like mine or Love Story or Starlight. It would be one of the...
How are those relatable in your life?
I'm just happy right now.
Oh, and okay.
Those are some happy Taylor songs.
Is it because you're busy recording Taylor Talk?
Yes.
You're like, yes!
This is my love story, guys. Mm. Taylor Talk.
What is a good one for Steve? Let's pick one out for Steve. Mean. Steve is the ultimate bully.
I am not. I'm nowhere close to the ultimate bully.
I'm a bully.
I try to stay away from all that kind of stuff, you know.
I only bully Steve, though.
Yeah, you do.
That's so good. Only Steve? You never bully me, Adam? Are you sure? Never in your life?
Maybe here and there.
Ooh.
I'd have to say... Oh, duh, of course. Why didn't I think of this one? Enchanted.
Okay.
Aw, that's because you were enchanted to meet us.
No.
No, I don't. That doesn't sound like the right answer. No, go ahead and explain, Adam.
Diane, I think you know what the actual answer is.
No.
Well, if Steve's allowed to pick Hey Steven, can't I pick the song that's about me?
Oh, right. Gotcha.
Taylor was never enchanted to meet me. We've never met. One day she'll be...
Different Adam, completely. Yeah.
One day she'll be enchanted to meet me. In all fairness, Steve, though, it's a different Steven and Hey Steven, so we're even. Yes.
Okay, even Steven.
Steve, is your name spelled with a PH and like in that song, or is it Steven with a V-E-N?
Like it is. It's it PH. Is.
Yep.
Okay, there you go. So that is about you. Sort
of. Yep, mm-hmm. Sort of.
Okay, I feel like this question's going nowhere. Should we go back and pick another one?
Well, why not? Let's go back.
Or actually, do you know what? Sorry, random thought. Did you guys see that video where Taylor with J-Lo talking about how they're not collaborating?
I did.
So it's been in the news, right? The only thing I picked out of that video is when Taylor said that she texts with J-Lo, and I'm like, why can't I text with Taylor?
Why can't I text with J-Lo? That'd be just as cool. Because
she's, like, old enough to be your mom.
No, she's not. Is she?
I think she is. She's in her 40s.
She would have been a young mom, but yeah, I mean, I guess.
Yeah. Anyway, back to the Ask FM. I got distracted there for a sec.
44 years old.
So, she was 22 when you were born, Dee. It's like, she was feeling 22.
Ah.
And pregnant. 22 and pregnant and having babies.
Okay, just for the record, Diane is not J-Lo's daughter.
Glad we cleared that up.
If she
I
was,
didn't
she'd
think that was a question.
If Diane was, she'd be more tan.
Yes, I would, and I'd be a much better dancer.
So, back to the Ask FM. Do you guys see anything?
Ooh, what are your three least favorite Taylor songs? Because we've already picked our most relatable. What about our least favorite?
Least favorite Taylor song. Oh, I see that question. Not including the last time, because they already know I don't like that one.
I like that one. You crazy.
You cray. Okay, I can throw one right off the bat. And this is going to sound terrible, and I don't want people to think this for the wrong reason, but Ronan. I don't want to hear that song because it makes me very upset.
That's a beautiful song.
It is, but I can't listen. I've only ever listened to it once, and that was when Taylor performed it at that Stand Up to Cancer benefit thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time I've ever heard Ronan.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, that's not something that you'd want to, obviously, like, jam out to in the car.
Yeah, but let's see. Least favorite based on the songs themselves.
Mine would probably be Eyes Open.
Really?
You know what?
It's too repetitive. It's a good song, but it's too, like, I swear it's, like, just... You hear that Eyes Open and Eyes Open, and it just keeps repeating that. Like, I wish there was more.
Keep your eyes open.
Yeah, but that's like the main thing. Like, that's like almost the whole song just seems like that. I don't know.
Yeah. It is.
If it had another verse or had some more lyrics to it, I would probably be all for it because I think it's a good song. I think it has a good message and all that, but it's like it just repeats and repeats and repeats. Just like I did there.
Yeah, well, Steve, you and Eyes Open have something in common, then you should like it. This is really hard. Because I'm, like, looking through the track list. I like everything on Red. Like, except for The Last Time, which I'm not allowed to pick for the purpose of this question, apparently.
Well, because that would be too easy.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So you also like Sad, Beautiful, Tragic?
I think
it kind of grew on all of us there. We were kind of, like, against it at first, and I think after a while. Like, even when we were recording that episode, it was kind of like, we were, you know, discussing and everything on it was like, oh, I don't like this song. And then all of a sudden I was like, you know what, actually I do like parts of this song.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Actually it's really interesting. Lyrics
in it and everything else, so.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like Breathe.
What?
I know, people are going to hate on me for that. I just think it's probably dull. I mean, that's another one I've only listened to like once. It never really caught me. And it's like, Adam, listen to me again. That one never worked.
Well, you don't like slow songs, so that's your problem. Like, all of Taylor's songs that are slow, you're like, meh, skip.
Yeah. Right?
Do you like any slow song of Taylor's?
Any slow song of Taylor's? Probably. Maybe. Wasn't there one recently, Diane, that I was telling you about, and you're like, you like that? That's a slow song.
Oh, yeah.
What was it?
Are you sure that was a Taylor song, or was that just like a normal people song? No, not that Taylor songs aren't normal, but you
Taylor's
know
not a normal person, according to Diane.
Like another,
Diane, I hope this is the one episode out of all like 80 that we've done that Taylor actually listens to, and then she's like, I don't like that, Diane. Don't let her back to my concerts ever.
No.
That would be kind of funny. What don't I like? God, people are going to hate on me for this too, but Change.
Oh, that's a great song.
I don't really like it either.
Thank you, Diane. Thank you.
I was actually going to say that one, like, in the earlier one, the first question, like, Change was kind of near that top of the list for me.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's a great song.
Let me look back at, like, the old Taylor Swift.
Like, I mean, how many times do you run across that a day, though, where it's like, you know, something's going wrong and you're like, hey, these things will change. Like, I swear, like on like a daily basis, there's at least one. It's sometimes not a major thing, but I'm like, you know, I'm just thinking to myself, you know, these things will change. So that song, actually, that probably would be my most relatable song, because I swear at least once a day I think that about something.
Steve, you are so positive.
Steve's always positive. It's up to us to be the pessimists on the show, Diane.
Yeah.
Steve clearly can't answer a question about least favorite Taylor songs.
No, I told you. I gave you one right off the bat there. Eyes Open, and I didn't like the repetitiveness of the lyrics. I think that was a great answer. Now, some people, I know there's a lot of people that love that song. It's okay.
Am I allowed to hate on Cold as You?
No. You can't hate on that one either. That's another great song.
It's another slow one, though.
Yeah, but
it's so good.
The lyrics are so good. That's another one I could use almost on a daily basis. Probably even talking to you, Adam.
Yeah. No one's ever been as cold as Adam.
Exactly.
Wah, wah, wah. That was a good one.
He doesn't even get it because he hasn't heard that song.
Right.
I've heard it like once. See, that's why it's so hard. I can say what songs I don't like, but I can't really say why because they're not songs I listen to.
Why don't you listen to them, I guess, is really the question.
I guess
because there's just something I didn't like about them when I heard them.
Well, what don't you like about them when you hear them?
Usually that they're slow songs. But I can't say the same thing about every single slow song.
Oh, that's a good point.
Like, I'm the guy where the only music I really listen to is I'm kind of weird in this sense that I don't necessarily associate music with emotion. So if I'm in a bad emotional state or whatever, I'm not going to listen to music. That's not my escape.
What is your escape?
Well, that's not relevant. I'm trying to tell you how I listen.
What is your escape, Adam?
My escape is crying on Steve's shoulder.
I don't think so.
Aww.
Steve's like almost 3,000 miles away. I don't cry on his shoulder. That's not the.
It's a long distance bromance.
Yeah, it's like I cry. It's like I cry into a jar, send it in the mail, and Steve pours it on his shoulder. That's what happens.
That's nice. Disgusting.
But no, like what I was getting at is the way I consume music is in my car. That's the only time I listen to music, and the type of music I like to listen to in my car is stuff I can jam to.
Oh, okay.
And forgive me for my voice cracking. I'm apparently going through puberty again.
No one noticed that until you mentioned it. But okay.
What kind of music do you listen to? Just throw out some artist or something like that. Just.
Do you know what? It's going to sound really tacky, but this is the honest to God truth. You guys have both been in my car with me and know what is on my iPod. And no, it basically consists of Taylor, Ed Sheeran, and Fun. That's all I have on my phone. Like, hang on, I've got my phone next to me. Let me see if I've got anything else going on in here. Oh, I do have one Keith Urban song. I've got Keith Urban. The band Perry. Got Florida Georgia Line, Hunter Hayes. Yeah,
so
I do.
Country, though.
It's a mix. I wouldn't say it's a lot of country. That just tends to be what I have on my phone. I've got the Goo Goo Dolls on here. Train is one of my favorites. That is non-country. Although they did that song with Ashley Monroe, that's kind of country. And I do have Ashley Monroe in here. So that should give you kind of an idea, Mr. Steve.
What's going on Adam's iPod?
Yeah, what's on Adam's iPod besides Taylor?
Do you even have an iPod, though? Or are you just referring to an iPhone as an iPod?
I'm referring to my iPhone, the iPod function within my iPhone. But I do have actually several iPhones. Or iPods.
Several iPhones.
I have my original
iPod.
You
probably iPod. Have several iPhones, too.
Okay, by several, I actually mean only two iPods. I have my original one that I bought. And then, Steve, when I was working at Apple, my store won a corporate contest. And our entire store got a free iPod.
Really? That's
pretty
cool.
So it's super cool.
Signed by Steve Jobs or something like that? Because that would be sweet.
No, it wasn't. But that iPod has more music on it than my phone does. My phone, most of the memory is taken up by pictures of Taylor Swift concerts.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens. But has Diane told us what songs she doesn't like?
No, she's trying to pretend like she's...
I'm trying to get out of this question. There's actually, I don't even remember what it's called. I don't like it so much. It's on the
Beautiful Eyes
Red album, and it's on the like second CD, you know, from Target.
Oh, okay.
Can you guys remind me what songs are on there?
On what?
I don't even have it on my phone.
I wasn't listening to you for a sec. What's on what?
It's on the Red album on the second CD from Target. You know, like how they had that special edition?
I have
edition?
That in front of me, actually.
What's on there?
There is The Moment I Knew, Come Back, Be Here, Girl at Home.
Yes, that one. Girl at Home. Can't stand it.
Why?
Because, like, I don't think the music matches with the message at all. Like, she's talking about this guy who wants to cheat on his girlfriend with her, and it's like very poppy and it's very bouncy, and it almost sounds like she's scolding him like he's a third grader. So I'm just like, I'm not gonna listen to that song. I'm gonna delete it. So yeah, that's the only Taylor Swift song I don't like.
That's good. Well, you know what, let's save some Ask FM questions. Not that we have a shortage of them, but let's save some to talk about later.
Okay.
Something I want to hear from you guys, because I have a very strong opinion on this. Okay, so it just came out that Taylor got nominated for 6 CMA awards, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's going to win very many.
I think, honestly, the only ones that she could win are...
The Highway Don't Care
ones?
Yeah,
the Highway Don't Care, because that's actually country. Like, I don't think Red can be counted as a country album for Album of the Year.
Yeah, so let's look at what she's up for, really. Entertainer of the Year, Female Vocalist of the Year, Album of the Year for Red, Single of the Year, Musical Event of the Year for Highway Don't Care, and then Highway Don't Care for Music Video also.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, Entertainer of the Year, we already know those never go to her anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it wasn't that long ago that she was Entertainer of the Year. You know, we're talking.
She won it, I want to say 2012. But she didn't win it last year.
No, not, well.
Oh, yeah, no, sorry. Year, that was
last year. Award, was so. Yeah, it would be 2011.
Okay. No, she won the ACM award in 2012. I don't remember if she won the CMA 2012 or not.
Did anybody look up, Steve in particular, did you look up the voting and all that stuff for this? Who votes? And because I know it's not fan voted CMA, right?
It's not fan voted.
So I wonder where the control is. I mean, we can look it up and talk about it on a regular episode.
Wouldn't it just be their board or their, I don't know. I shouldn't make guesses.
Yeah.
Stop guessing.
Sorry.
Do your research.
Sorry.
Do your research on a live episode.
Yeah.
That doesn't really work all that well.
No, it doesn't.
Not
but just
we
to
end.
Clear up, I think I have this right. If I don't, oh well. I believe the part you're getting confused on, Diane, is based on the CMA Awards being in like November-ish. So that's always like the year kind of previous compared to when the ACMs are happening, because they're happening, what, like March of that next year?
April or something, yeah.
Right. So I believe Taylor won Entertainer of the Year for CMA in 2011 and then won it in 2012 for the ACMs. And then this most recent group, I believe it was Blake Shelton, won for 2012 CMA. And the ACMs for 2013 went to Luke Bryan. That's all off the top of my head, but I'm pretty darn sure.
Well, I'm right, Steve, on. I'm looking it up as we speak. I wasn't even listening to what you said. So, well, CMA Awards.
This seems to be
Adam,
a pattern.
You're not
isn't
listening
this?
To anybody.
Why are you not listening?
CMA Awards. Okay, she has not won a CMA Award since Entertainer of the Year in 2011, what Steve said.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That's guys, I did find out how they can vote or who votes for this.
Okay.
It says votes are cast by industry professional members of the Country Music Association.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so they're honored by peers, basically.
Mm-hmm. Is that including Entertainer of the Year? Because that's always kind of like the fan-voted one for the ACMs, at least.
It doesn't say anything about it.
I guess we'll find out here probably pretty soon if they do. I kind of forget what happened there the last year. I actually went to the CMA Awards. Actually, this year was pretty good because I did go to the ACMs there in beginning of the year, and then I went to the CMA Awards last November, but not going this year, unfortunately.
Do you know what I'm more curious about with this award? Is who nominates for it? I mean, is it the same people you just mentioned, Diane, people who are members of the Country Music Association?
You would assume it was their award. They're going to give it out to whoever that they'd like to.
Because I don't mean to be the ultimate pessimist on this show, but...
But you are.
Yes, I am. how is Red nominated for Album of the Year in a Country Music Award show?
Because Taylor Swift is a country artist?
But the album's not...
That's that gray area we talked about a long, long time ago. Is she still country? That was a good episode.
That is what we talked about. But I mean, what right. songs off this album can be even considered country? Like Begin Again and Red?
I think I Almost Do is sort of country-ish. But yeah, I mean...
Yeah, but it's usually based off of singles and albums and all that other fun stuff. So I don't...
Actually, another interesting question I thought of. What even classifies a song as being country?
Now you're getting deep.
A lot of people would say the twang.
The twang? But that's an unfair assessment. So, like if I go talking like this, can I call myself a country artist?
Why, yes, you can.
Thank you. So. I'm a country artist. Thank you.
I don't know what you are, Adam, but it's definitely not a country artist.
Remember when Taylor used to do that? Thank you.
Yeah. Y'all.
Y'all.
No, she doesn't do that anymore. She's dropped it.
She has. She's even further evidence she's no longer country and shouldn't be up for this award. But she
well,
is.
She's not even from the South. Like there was no reason.
She's
for
from Pennsylvania.
She's a Yankee. Come on.
Oh, I love Taylor. I want to give her a big hug one day.
You already did.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you did.
She gave me a hug. There's a difference.
Jeez.
What? It's not like you were protesting it.
No, I didn't fight her off, if that's what you mean.
Mm-mm.
So, I got to run to dinner, guys. This was fun. We should do it again someday.
Sounds good to me, Adam.
So, we'll be back on our regular schedule, guys. We're not skimping out on the Monday episodes. Those will still be there for you every Monday morning.
Yay.
But this was fun. If you guys love this, let us know.
If you hate it, let us know. If you think we're weird and annoying, let us know. Let Adam know. Just him, though. Not me. Or Steve.
Only let me know. Annoying. Only let me know if you think Diane or Steve are annoying, not me. Oh, do you know what's funny? Speaking of,
I thought we were ending this episode.
It is. We are. But speaking of things that are just kind of funny,
annoy me. Adam talking once the episode should be over.
Shut up, Steve.
Adam talking.
Yes, Adam talking.
Shut up even more, Diane. No, but I was going to
say,
this speaking,
will get edited out of the episode anyhow. So,
no, this isn't going to be edited out. This is unedited, Steve.
This is Taylor Talk uncensored.
Uncensored. Yeah.
All right, go ahead and say your thing.
Well, we're self-censoring.
Let's wrap this up.
Yes. Okay, wrapping it up. Just speaking of content, I don't want to submit it to me. Someone sent me an Adam is so vain submission, and I was...
Did they really?
It hurt my feelings a little bit.
What did they say?
I don't remember. I blocked
Adam,
it out of my memory.
You don't even have feelings to hurt.
They were supposed to send those submissions to me.
Steve.
Because I'll read them on... Yeah, or Maya, because we'll actually read them on the show.
Mm.
Catch you off guard. It would be cool.
Yeah, and then I'll cut it out of the show.
Yeah, because you got the power.
The powers of editing.
I got the power.
We'll just say it on a Wednesday or whenever episode. I don't know when this is going to go out. When are you going to publish this thing?
What time is it? It's Wednesday evening.
In a cafe?
Yeah, thanks, Steve. No, it's Wednesday evening right now. However, what time is it? 7 here, which means it's 10 by you, Steve, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to dinner now, so I'd say it's a safe bet to say Thursday morning is when this episode, this beauty, will be entering people's ears.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, I mean, bye, guys. I gotta run.
Bye. This is
later,
fun.
Adam. Yep. See you,
bye,
Diane.
Bye, Steve. Bye, Diane.
Bye-bye. This podcast is not directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.